This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, September 15th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. The Tea Party movement has struck several victories rocking the GOP establishment, but is the movement so closely tied to economic performance that it will wither away when conditions improve? Matt Kibbe is president and CEO of FreedomWorks. He is bullish on the Tea Party movement and wants to see its energy for smaller government sustained. Kibbe is co-author of the new book, Give Us Liberty, A Tea Party Manifesto.
The Tea Party movement is really motivated by the idea that the government shouldn't spend money it doesn't have and that it should limit itself. It shouldn't get involved in things like owning car companies or sitting on bank boards or taking over our healthcare system. There's a respect for the Constitution that really sort of represents a rediscovery of founding principles.
Now you talk about the contract from America. You mentioned that at the forum today. At least five of the items listed there deal specifically with federal spending and federal debt and attempts to restrain those things.
It's really about the size of government. I mean, people think that the government's gotten too big. And, you know, the other half of that, of course, is a deep respect for individual liberty. They want government off their backs. And they just don't, not only don't they think government works that well when it gets too big, but they don't think that that's appropriate. And the Constitution limited government for a reason.
Debt and spending at the federal level, there seems to be only a dim awareness by the public generally about the size of the problem.
Yeah, and that's a place where I think Tea Partiers are more focused on some pretty scary prospects for the American economy, because they understand that if you spend money you don't have, there's only three ways to do it. You can raise taxes, you can borrow from foreign nations, or you can monetize the debt through inflating the currency and corrupting the standard of value. And certainly the most pernicious of those does real damage to the American dream. And that's something they get, and you know, it's not the first time that I've heard an activist quote Milton Friedman when he said that the real rate of taxation is the rate of spending. So this isn't just a tax protest movement. I think that's been a mischaracterization by the media and those on the left. This is a fight about the size of government and too much spending, too much debt. Well, if you look at what's happened, is spending as a total of GDP has grown dramatically, starting with the Bush years, but certainly in the Obama years. I like to joke that if anybody, I didn't think anybody could actually make George Bush look like a fiscal conservative, but Barack Obama has actually done that. And it's breathtaking how much money they have spent. And spending as a GDP has shot up to over 25%, I believe it is now. That the federal debt, there was a really compelling CBO study that came out that I think it looked at 12 to 13 trillion in federal debt that has already accumulated. And none of this considers the unfunded liabilities of federal entitlements. So it really is sort of a Greece-like situation where we could easily get to debt as a percentage of GDP that is unsustainable and forces a run on our debt. It forces us to continue to corrupt the currency. And there's nothing but bad things come from this. And Mises talked about it in his response to, you know, in his response to a inevitable government-generated collapse from a business cycle. If you keep doing the same things you did before, you not only create another bubble, but you create this subsistence performance that impoverishes people.
Do you think that a lot of Tea Partiers have forgotten what occurred in the Bush years, given the dramatic sweeping changes, increases in spending and debt that the Obama administration have brought?
No, I actually think the opposite. The left likes to characterize the Tea Party movement as having risen up against Barack Obama, but in our book, Give Us Liberty, we trace it back to frustration with earmarks, which were literally being used as federal spending for campaigns, to housing bailouts for people that bought a house they couldn't afford, and obviously the gasoline on the fire was the TARP bailout of big banks. And it was both a spending issue and a fairness issue. we all believe in individual freedom, but with freedom comes responsibility.
One of the questions that John Samples asks a lot is when he's talking about candidates, especially those like Rand Paul, whether those kind of candidates will go to Washington and change it in some fundamental way or be changed by it. And that's something that a lot of political movements have trouble with, especially if you believe the narrative that maybe the Tea Party movement will dampen a bit as unemployment abates, as the economy revs back up, things like that.
Well, it's a real concern, and some of us, when we get overly hopeful, fall into what I call the benevolent despot trap. If we just elect the right people and send them to Washington, they'll take care of things, they'll stick to principle, and we can go back to doing what we were doing before. And it seems to me, and this is public choice economics 101, is that this institution called Washington, D.C., and all of its incentives are naturally corrupting. They're biased towards spending more money, to aggregating more power in Washington, D.C. And Rand Paul, just like every other politician that comes to Washington next January, will be submitted to those things. So left to their own devices, politicians will, on average, gravitate back towards the status quo, which is why the Tea Party movement matters. And the real test of the Tea Party movement is whether or not the grassroots pressure, which has so changed the incentives of politicians leading into the election, will be there to make sure that those who act properly are rewarded and those who slide back into business as usual are punished by grassroots.
Matt Kibbe is president and CEO of FreedomWorks. You can watch the recent forum for Kibbe's book at cato.org.